If you got your Bible, we'll turn to Matthew chapter 20. Matthew chapter number 20. The Bible says, "For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is a householder, which went out every morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And he said unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right I will give you. And they went their way. Again he went out about the sixth hour and the ninth hour and did likewise. And about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing idle, and saith unto them, Why stand ye here all the day idle? And they say unto him, Because no man hath hired us. He saith unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever's right, that shall ye receive. So when even was come, the Lord of the vineyard said unto his steward, Call the laborers and give them their hire, beginning from the last unto the first. And when they came that were hired at the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. But when the first came, they supposed that they should have received more, and they likewise received every man a penny. And when they had received it, they murmured against the goodman of the house, saying, These last have wrought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden of the heat of the day. But he answered one of them and said, Friend, I do thee no wrong. Didst thou not agree with me for a penny? Take that thine is and go thy way. I will give unto the last even as unto thee. For is it not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own? Is thine eye evil because I am good? So the last shall be first, and the first shall first last. For many be called, but few are chosen." As we look at this morning, and we're talking, the Lord's are talking about the laborers in the vineyard. And it talks about the kingdom of heaven, and it's likened to a man that was a householder. It's every morning went out early in the morning and hired laborers unto his vineyard. Now we can see this as you look at this. If you look back in chapter 19, the Lord was talking to the disciples, the apostles, and they're there. And Peter had asked a question, Brother Bill, in chapter 19 of the Lord, in verse 27. Said, "Then answered Peter and said unto him, Behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee." Now look what he asked. He said, "What shall we have therefore?" Now Peter asked a question of the Lord. He said, "Lord, we've forsaken all. We've dedicated our life to Lord Jesus Christ, to following after you, to taking up our cross every day and following Christ." He said, "What is our reward in the future? What can we expect from the throne of grace for forsaking everything, praise God, and following you?" Now Jesus had answered, he said, "Verily I say unto you that ye which have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit on the throne of his glory, ye also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone that hath forsaken houses or brethren or sisters or father or brother or mother or wife or children or lands for my name's sake shall receive an hundredfold and shall inherit everlasting life." So the Lord lays it out here, praise God, and he says, "Listen," said, "those that have forsaken things for my sake," he said, "they'll receive a hundredfold." Can you ever think about that? What you have right now? Can you imagine what it'd be like when you get 100 times that much? And it's all the grace of God and His goodness and His mercy. It's something we can't attain to. We can't work it out. Amen. Talked to somebody the other day. He's talking about work. I asked him what he's doing. He said, "Well, all I do is work." I said, "Well, have you found any future in that?" All we get is we work our fingers to the bone, we get bony fingers. But praise God, God said if we'll just trust in Him and serve Him, walk with Him, put our faith in Him. Now, when He's talking about forsaking everything else, He's not saying that we should forsake our families and our homes and that thing. He's not saying that. He said that what we do is we should set our priority. Now, I told you a priority is something that comes first. Now, it's an oxymoron, I've said before. It's an oxymoron to say priorities, because there is no such thing as priorities. There is a priority that we set first. What Christ is trying to teach us here is teach us that if we'll set first the priority in following Christ, that all these things will fall into place, and He'll add to us even to a hundredfold that we have now. You say, "Well, preacher, I don't know about that. How could I ever hope to attain to a hundredfold?" Praise God, you haven't seen heaven yet. Amen? Praise God. When we see heaven, we recognize and realize what we have in heaven, laid up in heaven, praise God, we'll realize that we receive way more than a hundredfold what we have here. We'll enter into the splendor and the glory of heaven one day, and boy, what a time that'll be. So we see the Lord as he's asked this question of the apostles. Now these are godly men. These are Godward men. These are people that are following Christ. Because Peter had said that we've forsaken all to follow thee. And he says, what shall we have therefore? He said, what are we going to have afterwards? What's the benefit of following Christ? You want me to tell you what the benefit of following Christ is? Is being Christ's followers, praise God, that we might lead others to Jesus. Amen? That's our priority today. The Lord Jesus is our priority, so the priority ought to be to getting folks to the Lord. And Jesus starts out in verse 20, Matthew, begins to give a parable of what's taking place. And he's speaking about God's kingdom. The kingdom of heaven is like. In other words, he said, this typifies what heaven's like. Amen? And he lays it out for us in a peculiar way. And we see this in his word. So we see this speaking of this vineyard, amen. The laborers in the vineyard. And he said it's likened to. In other words, he said it typifies what it's like to be a child of God, to be partakers in the kingdom of heaven, amen. Praise God. And we see this manifest in the vineyard. The vineyard typifies some things in the Word of God, amen. Number one, the vineyard typifies fruitfulness. The fruitfulness that we have. Amen. I got to thinking about that. Glory, hallelujah. I got to thinking about the fruitfulness that we have, what we have here. And we've experienced the blessings of God. God's poured out in abundance. We got a whole lot more than we need. Amen. Most of us. And from looking back through the audience, I don't see anybody that looks like an Ethiopian, looks like you're starved. I don't think that swelling that's in you is from starvation. Amen. I think it's probably more like from an over manifestation of the goodness and bountifulness of God. Praise the Lord. Somebody say amen right there, oh me. But we are blessed of God, every one of us. Amen, in this place and time that we live. But I got to thinking about this and looking at that vineyard, and God said that as we speak of that place called Canaan, remember when the children of Israel, they was going through the wilderness, they was looking for that blessed hope. The place that God had prepared for them, that was prepared for that place. And we see in the book of Numbers, chapter 13. In the book of Numbers, chapter 13, he talks about when they get in. And you remember the story where God takes and he sends out to spies, to spy out Canaan. He sends them out to look at it and see what it's like. And say, go out into Canaan, and they spy out the city. And it says they come to a place here in Numbers 23. It says they came unto the brook of Eshcol, and they cut down from thence a branch with one, now watch this, one cluster of grapes. And they bare it between two upon a staff. Amen. So they enter into Canaan. They go in to spy out the land. They go to see if the good things that God has promised them is there. They go to see if this is truly a fruitful land. And they find a cluster of grapes hanging on a vine. Praise God, it's so big that they cut the branch off, and they have to have two men with a pole between them to carry the cluster of grapes back to show the people. Can you imagine, praise God, the size of the grapes in that cluster? Amen. Praise God, one grape would make a feast for a family. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. He's cut down from thence a branch with one cluster of grapes. They bear it between two upon a staff, and they brought of the pomegranates and of the figs. So not only did they have the grape, but they had the pomegranate and the figs also. Praise God. And they carried them out of there too, because God had blessed them in such a way. He said the place was called the Brook of Eshcol, which is the Brook of Clusters, because of the cluster of grapes, which the children of Israel cut down from thence, and they returned from searching of the land after 40 days. So we see that God has blessed them, praise God, and God makes the vineyard type of the fruitfulness of God. God sends them into that place, and they come out, the spies come out with a cluster of grapes that's so big they have to carry. You talk about 100-fold, praise God. I'm talking about a whole lot more than that. You take a bushel basket of grapes, and it wouldn't be that much grapes. But praise God, they had a cluster of grapes they cut down that they carried on a staff between two men. That's the graciousness of God. That's the goodness of God. Praise His holy name. And God's a calling laborers into the vineyard, praise God, to work in His vineyard. God's a making it, praise God, because He wants it to be fruitful. Amen? Praise God. I want to say it's not only a fruitful place, but it's a place of deliverance, a place where you can come out rejoicing in the Lord for the goodness and the mercy that He shows. In Psalms chapter 80, Psalms chapter 80 and verse number 8, He said, "Thou hast brought the vine out of Egypt. Thou hast cast out the heathen and planted it." Now He's talking about that vine being the nation of Israel. He said, praise God, He said, "I brought out a vine." He said, "It's a true vine because it's of God." And He said, "I brought it out of Israel," and said, "I planted that vine," praise God. He said, "Thou preparest room before it, and didst cause it to be to take deep root. And it filled the land, and the hills were covered with the shadow of it, and the boughs thereof were like the goodly cedars." He said, what happened? God Almighty, not only does He bring fruitfulness, but God Almighty brings deliverance. Praise God. I'm thanking the Lord today for deliverance, ain't you? I'm glad God's delivered us. He's delivering us, and He will deliver us, praise God, through this world that we live in, through the things and the trials and the afflictions that we face. God Almighty will deliver you, and He'll deliver me. Not only will He help us to be fruitful, but God will deliver us from the thing. I want to say this COVID will not last forever. Amen. Amen. God's mercy will. His love will, praise God. It'll last forever. So God only, so that kingdom of God He speaks about not only typifies fruitfulness, not only typifies deliverance, but it also typifies unity. Amen. The vineyard always typifies unity. We can see unity in the Lord Jesus Christ. In John chapter 15, in verse number 1, the Bible speaks of that unity that we have in Christ Jesus our Lord. He said, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, He taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit," praise, He said, "He purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can ye except ye abide in me." You know why we're not fruitful today? Because we're not hanging close to the vine. Amen? Amen. Praise God. We want to be that little cluster of grapes way out on the end somewhere, isolated from the vine. Amen. We won't be that little branch out there all by ourselves, praise God. I tell you what we need to do. We need to get close, praise God. Get to the cluster. Get to the place where the nourishment is. Amen. Find out where the Holy Ghost is, where people's getting excited about the Lord, praise God, and find us a place there. Amen. Ease in there, Brother Billy, and scoot in and scooch in and say, praise God, praise His holy name. Let me help you. Amen. Let's just praise God together. Let's just give God some glory. Amen. There's a place of fruit, there's a place of deliverance, but there's also a place of unity. I'm telling you, as we come up in this world and it gets, the Bible teaches that waxes worse and worse. We know that the world is getting more and more wicked every day. Praise God, we need a place, we need a sanctuary, we need a place, glory, hallelujah, where there's some deliverance from the Lord, there's some unity in the Spirit where we can come and encourage each other and get encouragement. Amen. Amen. I tell you, sometimes we need encouragement. Amen. David said that he got out there all by himself, out there in the wilderness. He said, "I encourage myself in the Lord." Amen. Sometimes we got to get a place we just encourage ourselves, but it has to be encouragement from the Lord. And he said, we get that when we abide in Him. That's that unity. Amen. Christ the Savior, God the Father, and the Holy Spirit that speaks to our heart. He said, "I am the," verse number 5, John 15, he said, "I am the vine and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. Amen. Hey, listen, youngins, we'll never be fruitful. We'll never be fruitful in this world. We'll never produce fruit without the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Without that unity, praise God. He said, I'm the vine. He said, we're the branches. He said, if what we've got to do is decide, determine our heart that we're going to be a branch of Christ, that we're going to be that reach, outreach for the Lord, praise the Lord, in the year 2022 as we start anew, start afresh. Ain't it amazing how God gives us a fresh start every year? Make us a New Year's resolution. And we'll make a lot of folks will make many, many resolutions. I didn't make none this year, except I want to be more like Jesus. Praise God. That's the only resolution I made. I said, Lord, please help me be more like you in 2022. I like that because it rhymed. Amen. Amen. I can remember what I ask. I want to be more like Him in 2022. But people will make New Year's resolutions and they'll swear off food and they'll swear off this and they'll forsake that and try to go in this direction, go in that direction. But I want to say if we had just trust the Lord because He is the vine, if we had just realized that we are a branch, you are a branch, and if you'll just become part of the branch and allow the vine to sustain you, uplift you, to encourage you, to grow you, praise God, God will take you to new heights. Praise the Lord, He'll give you that deliverance, glory. Hallelujah. He'll bring in a unity into your life and a relationship with Him. Without Him, we can do nothing. But praise God, I'm glad they strengthened the Lord. Amen. That's where we get our power. That's where our hope comes from. He said, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. I want to say there's a whole lot of withered Christians out there today. Amen. Oh, we just don't want to follow Jesus. We don't want to go in the way. We want to follow in our own pernicious ways and go in our own direction. But I want to say Jesus said without Him, you can do nothing. Without Him, we can do nothing. But He said if we'll abide in Him, praise God, He would abide in us. Verse number 7, He said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. Praise His holy name. Ain't you glad of that? He said, verse number 10, He says, verse number 9, He says, as the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in His love. These things have I spoken unto you, that your joy, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be just about half. Hello? That's not what He said. He said that your joy may be full. Amen. Praise God. Did I can't be full of joy? Amen. To be full means that there's no room for anything else. You'll get that after a while. You'll about time you get done eating dinner and get your belly full and get think about it. You'll get a hold of that and you'll have your spell. Somebody look around, you'll be running around the house, shout, say, glory, hallelujah. God wants to fill me plumb full to overflowing. There won't be no room for nothing else. Amen. I thought that food was good, but what about the joy of God? Get to think about how your belly's full and how good God's been. Amen. He said, this is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. You're my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. So the Lord says there's a fruitfulness in knowing the Lord. Praise God to being a part of the partaking in the vineyard. He said there's a deliverance to those that'll come in. Praise God. And He said there's a unity as God begins to bring us together. Amen. They ought to be a unity in the church. They ought to be a unity in God's people. They ought to be a unity in the family today. Hello? Somebody say amen right there. Amen. They ought to say they ought to be a unity in the family, a coming together, praise God, in Christ Jesus our Lord. So we see that's what God, Jesus said is the kingdom of heaven. So that's what makes up God's kingdom, praise God, is that fruitfulness, it's that deliverance, and it's that unity in the Lord, praise God. And God, but you say, well, why would it? Because God has a concern. It's because of God, not only God's the God's kingdom, but God's concern that He has for us. He's looking for laborers, praise God, for His vineyard. Amen. Now the Bible says, you say, preacher, how do you know? Because He starts looking early. You know, if we'd start looking for the Lord early, we'd find Him. Amen, early. And don't wait till you get up in the afternoon and things really get bad and then say, Lord, I messed up all day, but I have a little help here. And then the Lord has to play catch up to get you back where we need to be. Amen? Praise God, if we'll start early, the Lord starts early. And said He goes out into the vineyard, praise God. He said He went out about the third hour. Amen. He started early in the morning. He said, early in the morning, He hired laborers for His vineyard. And he went out and said, they agreed for a penny. Now, a penny is a day's wages. Amen? So they agreed to work in the vineyard for a day's wages. I mean, if you agree for a day's wages, that's a pretty good thing, right? And they done made an agreement with him. Amen? They done found favor in God's eyes. I mean, the husband, the householder's eyes, he done offered them a job. People used to work for me and they talk about taking their breaks. I said, bless God, we give you a break. We give you a job. Amen? Praise the Lord. it seems like we want breaks. We want more breaks than we want to work. Amen? But praise God, I'm glad God give us a break. Praise God when he called us. God give us a break when he called us out of sin. God give us a break when he made us partakers in the family of God. God give us a break, praise the Lord, when he saved us from our sins. Amen. Praise his holy name. He said he went out early in the morning. And they said he went out about the third hour. He said he went out about the sixth hour. He said he went out about the ninth hour. Amen. Sounds to me like a householder's concerned. Amen. He's number one, he's concerned for the vineyard. And number two, he's concerned for the workers. Amen. He wants to put them to work. He didn't like them standing idle. Amen. In the streets. Can I say this morning? God don't like us standing idle. God don't want us sit on stool, do nothing. He don't want us to just show up Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night for church. That's great. I'm glad you do. Because that's where we get help. That's where we get motivation. Amen. But he wants us to be busy about the Father's business. He wants to be us to be workers in the vineyard. He wants us to be that branch, praise God, that's producing. Amen? Praise his name. Yes. Yes, that's Pastor Jeff. That's what God wants. Amen. That's what my life is. I'm a producer for Lord Jesus Christ. Bless his holy name. And so he goes out. What does that represent? It represents him, the householder, going out and continuously looking for workers. Amen. Continuously looking for workers in the vineyard. He don't quit. Some reason I think we've got an idea that the Lord has quit looking for workers. Amen. Every one of us should be workers in the vineyard. We should all be looking to produce, praise God, for our master. Praise his name. Amen. So he said he goes out in the 11th hour, the last hour of the day. They done work. Now listen, they done worked a 12-hour day. Amen. Now the day over there starts at 6 a.m. and it goes till 6 p.m. Amen. That's the Jewish day. Ain't you glad you're not a Jew? Amen. They start at 6 a.m. and they go to 6 p.m. And then that time of working, every hour he's going out, he was looking for laborers. He was looking to bring folks in. He was looking for people that would be productive. He was looking for people that were needing deliverance. He was looking for people that were wanting to unite. And he calls them unto himself. And he sends them into the vineyard. Amen. He makes a contract with them. It says that everybody that'll go into the vineyard, every one of you is going to be rewarded. Amen. Do you realize there's a reward for everybody that'll go into the vineyard of God? There's a reward for each one of us that'll do something for Jesus. How many rewards have you seen? You say, preacher, I don't know about them rewards. The Lord rewards us every day. He blesses us and helps us, praise God. He gives us from his abundance. Amen. And they receive a reward. He made a contract with them. God's contract, he said, they receive every man a penny. Amen? Verse number 10, he said he calls them into him at the ending. He has his steward call them in. And so he says, verse number 8 says, when the evening was come, the Lord of the vineyard said unto his steward, call the laborers and give them their hire. And now notice what he says. He said, beginning at the least, from the last unto the first. And when they came that were hired about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. Amen? They that come and just toiled for 1 hour received a day's wages. Amen? What a God we serve. Those that got in, some of us may have procrastinated, some of us may have got in, some of us may have not done a whole lot for Jesus, but praise God, God's still just in his dealings. Praise God, he's still willing to reward us. Praise God for our labors. Amen? He said, but when the first came, he supposed that he should have received more, and they likewise received every man a penny. And when they had received it, they murmured against the good man of the house. Uh-oh. You know anybody that's a murmurer? Huh? That's a murmur. Never be content. Those people that you work with, we go in there and we hire in for a wage, and then we fuss and moan and complain because we think we ought to make more. Amen. You know what the problem is? You're not a good negotiator. You should negotiate it for more. Amen. And if you're not happy with it, you can always go somewhere else. But God Almighty, He's a negotiator. He's got a contract, and He says, "Hey, listen." He said He hired them every one from the first to the last, and offered them a penny a day. And they come in, they received their wages, and said they were the ones that come first. They murmured against the good man of the house, saying that these last have wrought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden and heat of the day. Amen. But you look at that in a spiritual sense. We can't begrudge that, because sometimes it takes you and I a working and striving for the Lord, Brother Jeff. It takes you and I on our face anguishing with God. It takes God's people, praise God, that's in the vineyard, that's part of the vine, that's that branch that's reaching out, nurtured by the vine itself, praying and seeking God's face, praising Him for the glory that He bestows upon us, for the help and the hope that we have, for the food upon our table and our roof over our head. And we praise God, we magnify God, we lift up our voices to the Lord, and we ask Him in supplication to touch these people, praise the Lord, that need to get in. And then they come in at the last hour, and when God begins to bless them, praise God, we begrudge that. And we'll murmur and we'll complain. We ought to be murmuring and complaining, praise God, in this late hour when folks is getting in. We ought to be lifting up our voices and praising, giving God glory. Say, "Thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Fill your house, Lord. Compel them to come in, Lord. God, give them grace and mercy, Lord. Touch them, God, by your magnificent hand. Save them by your marvelous grace. Make them children of God." Amen. Praise God. Laborers in the vineyard, working, striving to do those things that's pleasing unto God. Amen. Praise God. And God will reward. We'll all be rewarded. Amen. Praise God. We'll all be rewarded. And not less. We'll never be. Listen to me. When we get to heaven, there'll none of us be rewarded less than what we expect. Amen. He said, "Well, preacher, they got in. They expected more. Why? They hired on for labor for a penny." And they give them a penny, praise God. They performed their promise. They fulfilled their promise. I want to say God will fulfill His promise to you and I. He will reward. Let God do the rewarding. Amen. And let us just be the receivers of the rewards, what God has for us. I guarantee you it'll be sufficient. Many will receive more than we ever anticipated. Amen. You say, "Preacher, how's that? How many?" Listen to me just a second. How many people you know of that's lost without God, and we've prayed for them, and God's starting to deal with their hearts? Amen. Hey, we're starting to receive the rewards of our time in the vineyard. Amen. As a branch, being fruitful unto the Lord, praise God, praying for deliverance, praying for you to bring a God, begging God to bring us in one envelope under God. To minister to our hearts, praise God. To see mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers and mamas and papas saved by the marvelous grace of God. Coming together, praise God, worshiping the Lord in spirit and truth. When you can come together in a household and people will gather together and they won't fix our plate and just fall in like a bunch of hogs. They'll come together and they'll wait for God's blessing upon the food. Amen. They'll wait on the Lord, praise God, before they begin to fill our mouths and our bellies. Trust in God. Amen. Praise the Lord. A servant unto in the vineyard, working for Christ, laborers in the vineyard, serving the Lord. Amen. God's counsel, praise God. God's counsel is not our counsel. He says in verse 13, he said, "Friend, I do thee no wrong." Amen. The Lord said, the Lord don't ever do anything to hurt us. Amen. Let me say that again. The Lord will never do anything to hurt us. He does everything, praise God, for our good. Amen. He does everything, praise God, so to be a help to us. Amen. We see God moving. We see God working. But we know that everything He does is for His glory. He said, "I do thee no wrong." Amen. The measures of God. the service that we have to Him. It's prompted by different things. God looks at it in different ways. He looks at our motive, to why we do it. Amen? He looks at their motive. Why do we do what we do? We do it because we want to be pleasing to God. Because we want to be people, see people filled with His Spirit. We want to be people, see people fed from the throne room of grace. We want the Word of God, the child of God to be touched with the Word of God for the glory of God. To see the presence of God, amen. Laborers in the vineyard for His sake, amen. Why do we do it? For God's glory, amen. God measures a service is the motivation. Why we do what we do. We do it for God's glory. The motivation is because of the Spirit that prompts us. Amen. We don't do stuff of ourselves anymore, but we do it because of God's Spirit. Because of that's in us. Amen. Praise God. That's in us that's greater than the world. That prompts us to do things, praise God, that we would have never done before. But that prompting, what motivates us is the Spirit of God that prompts us to do those things, praise God, that would be pleasing to the Lord of the vineyard. Amen, so we might be productive for Him. Because He said it's out of the abundance of the heart. He said it's from the secret of the heart that we do those things. See, that's the motivation. Because of the Spirit. Because what God puts in our heart this morning, it prompts us to do those things, praise God. It prompts us to begin to be one of the vineyard. God comes along, and I just wonder what hour it is when God comes to where we are. And wonders why we standing around idle in the streets, while we're idling alone, and we're not working in the vineyard. And God compels us, amen, to go into the vineyard, to work, praise God, to try to achieve something for His glory. And it doesn't matter where we're at today, it doesn't matter what hour we're in. It's a matter that we've been given an opportunity. In 2022, the second day of the year, praise God, to go into His vineyard and to become workers for God's glory. Serve Him in faithfulness, amen, as He's faithful to us. He's faithful to us every day, amen. And just serve Him as faithfully. Don't worry, Peter was worried about the reward. They said, well, you know, what are we going to get out of this? Let's not be concerned about the reward. Don't think about what we'll get, because God, I promise you, is going to take care of you. Amen. He said, if we'll serve Him, if we'll follow Christ, He said He'll give you 100-fold more than what you have, what you could expect. Amen. He said, let's just get in the field. Let's just go to work. Amen. Let's work in faithfulness, and let's leave the rewarding to God. Amen. Leave the rewarding to Jesus Christ, our Savior. And I guarantee you, you'll not be disappointed with the reward we'll receive for being obedient unto Him, for being a vessel unto Christ, laborers in His vineyard. He's going out continuously. Amen. And the Bible says He's the same yesterday. He's still going out. The Lord's still going out continuously into the streets. And He's still finding people idle in the marketplace. And He's still continuing to compel them to go into the vineyard, to become workers for Christ. Youngins, we need to figure out in 2022 what we're going to do. Amen. Whether we're going to sit on the sidelines or idle in the marketplace and in the streets, or whether we're going to go into the vineyard, amen, and begin to go to work. Begin to go to do the work, praise God, to become a branch, to become fruitful, praise God, to become be delivered from the world and united in Christ for His glory. And begin to compel others to get in too. I tell you, young, in this world, if you'll look at the Bible is being fulfilled right before our eyes. We need to be compelling them to get in because we're running out of time. The days are getting short. Amen. We need to be about the Father's business, and it's time to start now. Maybe we've been slack, but the time of slackness is behind us. We need to determine in our hearts that we're going to ask God every day to start early in the morning when He starts compelling folks to go into the vineyard and do like old Isaiah did, throw up her hand and say, Lord, here I am, send me. Or here am I, like Abraham said. He said, Lord, I've already come through, and I'm, bless you all, I'm where I need to be. Amen. He said, let's just begin to do the work and let's get it done. Amen. What do you need me to do, Lord? Here am I. Wouldn't it be a good day, church, to start out this first Sunday in 2022 and just come bow our knees before God and say, Lord, here I am. Use me. Amen. Use me for your glory. Take me and touch me and help me. Make me a vessel unto yourself, a branch that is fruitful. Amen. Wouldn't you like to be a fruit bearer? Wouldn't you like to see souls saved? God says the opportunity is yours. He said the householder, he's there, he's begging for workers. Amen. Laborers in the vineyard. He's calling on me and you.